This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Patients, staff, and displaced people left Gaza's largest hospital Saturday, with one describing a panicked and chaotic evacuation as Israeli forces searched men among the evacuees and took some away. Israeli forces remain at Shifa Hospital along with a number of health workers to care for those too sick to move. Israel's military has been searching the hospital for Hamas command center. It is said is located under the complex. United Nations officials on Wednesday reiterated calls for an unimpeded delivery of humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip and the protection of hospitals in the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Addressing an informal meeting of the General Assembly on the humanitarian situation in Gaza, the WHO chief, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that Israelis in the offensive is pushing the limits of acceptability.
The attacks by Hamas and other armed groups on Israel, the killing of 1,200 people, and the taking of more than 200 hostages were totally unjustifiable. But with at least 11,500 Gazans killed, 70% of them women and children, with 1.7 million people displaced,
UN was forced Friday to stop deliveries of food and other necessities to Gaza and warned of a growing risk of widespread starvation after internet and telephone services collapsed in the besieged enclave because of lack of fuel. Martin Griffiths, the Undersecretary General for the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, said an indefinite stop to the fighting was needed to support the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians at risk. This is VOA News. Ukraine's troops are working to advance on Russian-held sides of a key river after gaining footholds.
Ukrainian troops work to push back Russian forces positioned on the east bank of the Dnieper River. The move comes a day after Ukraine claimed that it secured multiple bridgeheads on that side of the river. The Dnieper River divides the country's partially occupied Kherson region. Ukraine's military were trying to push Russian forces away from the western bank of the Kherson region to minimize Russian shelling into the area. I'm Karen Chamas.
Australia has accused the Chinese Navy of likely causing minor injuries to Australian naval divers by operating its sonar while they were trying to clear fishing nets from their ship's propellers. An Australian statement posted Saturday said the government had expressed its serious concerns to the Chinese government over what it called the unsafe and unprofessional conduct earlier this week. There was no immediate comment from the Chinese side. The U.S., Canadian, and Australian militaries have complained multiple times about what they say have been dangerous actions by the Chinese Navy and Air Force in the Western Pacific. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.
The Elon Musk-owned aerospace agency SpaceX attempted to launch its mega rocket Starship, but lost both the booster and spacecraft minutes into the test flight. It's the second time this year test flight the spacecraft has failed.
At just under 122 meters tall, the SpaceX Starship is the biggest, most powerful rocket ever built. But getting it to launch successfully has proven difficult. The first test of the rocket in April ended in an explosion soon after liftoff. And Saturday, the rocket ship managed to reach space but was lost 8 minutes after liftoff from a private launch site in South Texas. In a webcast covering the launch live, SpaceX commentator Kate Tice put a positive spin on the events of the day, saying even though the booster and giant rocket exploded, a lot will be gained from the launch.
Such an incredibly successful day. Even though we did have a RUD or a rapid unscheduled disassembly of both the Super Heavy booster and the ship, that's great. We got so much data, and that will all help us to improve for our next flight.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated a win in a closely watched election case during a return visit to Iowa. He also blasted his political foes and encouraged supporters to not move past their grievances with U.S. President Joe Biden. Trump made the remarks Saturday during a rally in Fort Dodge. It came a day after a Colorado judge rejected an effort to keep the GOP frontrunner off the state's primary ballot. The judge concluded that Trump had engaged in insurrection during the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. But it was unclear whether it was a Civil War-era constitutional amendment barring insurrectionists from public office applied to the presidency. I'm Tommy.